After more than a year and a half of disembodied worship, worshiping in diaspora, we have now had this autumn 12 Sundays of personal embodied assembly and gathering here in worship. We have also, by the grace and work of WBUR and many others, continued to broadcast our service around the globe come 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. For the sustained efforts of those at every turn who make this service possible and available, we are endlessly grateful. Today, we turn our minds and hearts to those who have died in these past 20 months, near and far, more than 750,000 across the country, and especially to their loved ones, perhaps including you, who bear the losses to this day. If you have lost someone in COVID time, our sermon and litany and liturgy this morning are meant especially for you. One of the great challenges and difficulties of the last 2 years is found right here. Across the country and indeed around the world, we have not been able fully to gather, to assemble, to worship in person in the hour of death. We have lost loved ones without the ability or capacity to face the losses in the full and in the full company of the church militant, even as we give over our loved ones to God and to the church triumphant. We should be frank. We should be candid with one another and with ourselves, that this particular labor of love to which we attend in part today is unfinished, an unfinished labor of love. Faith comes in small steps for most of us, and one of those steps, one to take again today, is to learn and to relearn the rhythms of grief. And it is work. It is good work. It is honest work, but it is work. Mourning is work. Grieving is work. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes attention. It takes focus. It takes investment. It takes prayer. And it takes a common love. Conclusively, to mourn means for you to need to do something in mourning. And faith is found in such a step. Jesus looks upon the single widow offering her simple gift, and he smiles and commends to us her step, one step in faith. As a daughter, you may have lost a mother. As a sister, you may have remembered your sibling's mother. As a pastor, you may have given over parishioners, sisters, brothers in Christ, one by one, these past many months. In a university community, you may have faced and mourned the losses of students, faculty, staff, alumni, relatives, and others of the university community. As an itinerant Methodist preacher, you may have had to sing alone, "Blessed be the tie that binds," rather than by custom gathering around the casket of a fellow preacher to sing with the others the hymn together in ministry. As an American, you may have wept at the stories of those taken, young and old, rich and poor, black and white, conservative and liberal. And as a child of God, you may have lamented without ever fully grasping the depth or the breadth of such lament, the deaths of others, other children of the living God. Wherever you are, whoever you are, in your time of loss, in your 20 months or more of mourning, this morning, as we face our mourning, we feel for you, We are sorry for your bereavement. We reach out with invisible hands to hold you in an invisible embrace. We listen with invisible ears as you utter your prayers of lament, your psalms of lament. Whatever else may be, at least hear this. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. Together, we take a step this morning in grief. For all the saints, we give thanks. We call you to remember today. We recall here in Marsh Chapel five of our own Marsh Chapel saints among the dozens lost as witnesses, as a few and particular examples, exemplars of faith, as was the widow in the gospel in the dominical teaching this morning. We remember C. Faith Richardson. She died in March of 2020. On December 11th of 2019, she turned 104. She had led a 600-person Sunday school at Irwin Methodist Church in Syracuse in the early 1960s, while her husband, Neil, taught Hebrew scripture at the university there, before they then moved over here to Boston. We went to serve that very church in 1984. And 20 years later, that giant Sunday school that Faith led still cast its warm shadow. One who had been a 10-year-old back then remembered, I just don't know how to put it. There was so much love there. We asked Faith in December 2019 how it felt to be 104. And she answered with her playful wit, about the same as it felt to be 103. For Faith, for all the saints, we give thanks. Let us remember C. Faith Richardson. We remember Dr. Galen Kelly. Galen was an honored, revered professor in our School of Education. He and his beloved wife were married for 66 years, starting with their wedding on a bitterly cold Christmas Eve in New Sweden, Maine. We remember Galen and his easy manner, his inclination to laughter, and his love of students, especially his love of students. He supervised 200 dissertations in the School of Education. Galen died in early February 2021 at home and surrounded by the love of his children and family. For all the saints, we give thanks. Let us remember Dr. Galen Kelly. We too remember his beloved bride, Glennis Kelly. Who could forget her warm Sunday morning smile, her happy, glad-hearted greeting in the covenant of faith, the third pew from the back on the pulpit side, her exuberant hug and her enjoyment of conversation. Married to Galen in the northern snows those 66 years earlier, they died within hours of each other, early February 2021. As a pioneer in health and sex education, she paved the way in days we can imagine when that trail had to be cut, to be hewn out for such important teaching. Her indomitable spirit was more than a match for the calling. You can see her right here in that very pew, smiling, laughing, hugging, and listening following worship. For all the saints, we give thanks. Let us remember Glennis Kelly. We remember Harvey Greenberg, a blind man who rode to worship on the T and stopped at the BU Central stop in front of Marsh Chapel. A graduate of the Perkins School, he repaired Steinway pianos during the week. And each winter, he brought piano accompaniment to a Sunday afternoon hymn-singing party graciously hosted by dear friends in Lynn, Massachusetts. Every so often, the sacred melodies of Charles Wesley would those afternoons receive a little rock and roll riff as Harvey extemporized. Who graciously accompanied our midwinter afternoon hymn sing? It was he. And his love of music abides here and now in congregation and choir and instrument and all. For all the saints, we give thanks. Let us remember Harvey Greenberg. We remember Ed Mann and his faith and his love of worship at Marsh Chapel and his ready response to all manner of statement. I understand. I understand. I understand. And you knew and you felt that he truly did. A math professor with a strong personal and family connection to Eastern Nazarene College, Ed came to worship early and engaged in intercessory prayer with the help toward the end from his loving children. He came to us many years ago and brought the stories of his own volunteer ministry in mission in Romania. Ed lived his faith, and his faith was lived for others. He was a person for others. He lived as he was raised, recalling Jonathan Edwards, who wrote, "It's no small matter whether one habit or the other is inculcated in us from early childhood. On the contrary, it makes a considerable difference. It makes all the difference." For all the saints, we give thanks. Let us remember Ed Mann. And one by one in the days and weeks to come, let us remember and sing the song of these and other saints of God. And let us act well. In grieving, let us reach out by visit or voice to another who knows grief. In remembering, let us write out for another generation some central memories of lost loved ones. In accepting, let us take the silent time of silence we need in prayer. Let us carry out the quiet from COVID. In affirmation, let us invite another to the faith of Christ through fellowship with his people, with attendance in public worship of Almighty God, and the commitments of tithing and service that are his salt and light, as the widow this morning reminds us. As we come to the Lord's table, our Marsh Chapel membership secretary, Ms. Sandra Cole, has graciously agreed to lead us in our litany of remembrance printed in your bulletin.
Gracious God, in whom we are all interrelated, interdependent, and one in humanity, though whose grace embraces all, and in whom violence to our brothers and sisters is violence unto each of us, we grieve for, remember, and honor those whose lives were lost last year in COVID. Especially we pray for the poor, first responders, for the public health community here and around the country and around the world. In these troubling and tumultuous times, when injustice and prejudice breed inhumanity to one another, in this time of challenge and struggle, of tumult and loss, may we find our way, your way, amid conflict, unrest, and violence. Teach us your ways, God of refuge and strength, the ways of love and peace. Make us tender-hearted and loving toward one another, as your mercy rests upon those whose lives have been deeply altered by death or loss. Though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, you are a God of refuge and strength, a present help in time of trouble. Gracious God, remind us that we are interrelated, interdependent, and one in humanity, so violence to our brothers and sisters is violence unto each of us. May we find our way, your way, in this world of conflict,
unrest and violence. Teach us your ways, O God of refuge and strength, the ways of love and peace.
Make us tender-hearted and loving toward one another, as your mercy rests upon those whose lives have been deeply altered by death or loss.
You are God of refuge and strength, a present help of trouble.
In these troubling and tumultuous times, when inhumanity towards another brings tumult and destruction to our living,
grant us peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us
We gather today in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to give thanks to God, to receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and to proclaim the good news of eternal life in Jesus Christ.
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves into Christ. In his baptism, you were clothed with Christ. In the day of Christ's coming, he shall be clothed in glory.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord.
Those who believe in me, even though they die,
will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Let us pray together. O God, who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask, and our ignorance in asking. Show us now your grace, that as we face the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days here are ended, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.